Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you may have seen the video over the weekend of Simon Harris at the Dungarvan show, during which he had a bit of a dance with a woman. It wasn't exactly jiving. Most generously, you could say it was jiving adjacent. Jiving, though, is alive and well in many parts of the country. Niall Dury is a dance teacher in Galway who, among other things, teaches jiving. Afternoon, Niall.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. So, like, jiving never really went away, or did it kind of dip for a while?
No, it never went away. No, it was always there. It was been, it has taken a big resurgence for sure. But it was always there in my time anyway.
Yeah.
It's just some people had an interest in it, and then some people got a bigger interest in it as time went on. And it's like all these things in life. It goes around like fashion. It goes around full circle. It comes back in again. It's the trend again now to go dancing again.
Yeah, because there has been, in the last 10 years or so, country dances have really come back in various spots around the country.
I think so. I think Ireland as a country is changing, culturally as well. The drinking culture that we had growing up with or back in the day, it's kind of changed as well, and people are looking for cheaper means and nicer ways to socialise without having big expense. And dancing is definitely up there with a low expense and a good fun night out and meeting people. And obviously the exercise benefits as well. And that's all comes into play as well. And
yeah.
People are more health conscious nowadays as well,
And so, right, but you can't jive to any sort of music. What is there a particular tempo you're looking for your ideal jiving song?
Yeah, you can. You can jive to a lot of music, but obviously you have your defined dances like the waltz, the foxtrots and the quick steps are a bit more slower tempo, but the jive is a good lively number. Like, you could do it nearly most pop modern songs as well if it's a good lively beat and that. But it's more in Irish country music scene. Most people dance to the Irish country jive, we call it here in our country. We have our own style, obviously, as well, because I post videos here on Facebook and that, and the Americans will be looking in on it, and they're kind of fascinated by our type of jive, So I think it's nice to have our own stamp on what we do ourselves here as well.
Yeah. So there are specific differences than in Irish jiving?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, if you look at rock and roll jive, it's more slow tempo on that, but with Irish country music jive, it's quite fast and it can go up to any tempo. It can go major fast as well, So I think our particular jive is a good workout. And I think that's the draw for it as well. It's good fast and it's good lively. And people like a good lively jive. If they're going jiving at all, you want a good lively jive,
Yeah. Now, I suppose, I imagine maybe a lot of people listening might think, the place they tend to see jiving happening is at weddings. And you have fellas who, for all the world, wouldn't look particularly graceful, but when they get on and they start jiving, are actually very graceful. And but a lot of the time, they never took any formal lessons. They just kind of knew how to do it, or their mother taught them or something. So
I think it's in our nature that Irish people in general are good dancers. I think this is why we take off to dancing fairly quickly. I don't know, whatever it is in our DNA, we seem to love dancing, even if we can't do it properly. We seem to get up on the floor and do it anyway, I think it's just we get a buzz from dancing, and I think it's kind of, it's in our culture for sure. And I think, I find it easy to teach Irish people how to dance and people in general, because they sort of have a love for it and passion for it, and they just want to know how to do it right. And then it is, it takes a small twig here and there. But most people in general have a good gist of it already before they even get hit to a class. They might have seen it from their parents, they might have seen it from grandparents, they might have seen it at a wedding. But it's not associated with weddings. We used to call it the wedding dance years ago, but it's definitely a social dance now, we call it. It's a dance that you need to have if you want to get out and about and socialise with people. It's good dance to have.
So, but do you have now a new presumably a younger generation coming into you saying, Niall, can you teach me to dance to jive specifically?
Yeah, I thought for a while it was me getting older, but it actually is got quite young, because I get people now in their 50s asking me, coming in the door, are we too old for this? And that was that's unheard of 15 years ago. I mean, that would be the average age of somebody coming in to a class. But I think social media has its pluses as well in promoting dancing and that. If you go on TikTok or any of those apps, and there's a lot of people jiving nowadays, and they have a good sneak preview nowadays what's going on inside these classes, what's going on in these dances, because social media kind of gives the game away, So you're not kind of, to break down them boundaries where you're kind of afraid to go in because you might think it's for older people. You're looking in, you can see, right, gee, there's a lot of young people there, and what am I doing down here in a nightclub talking to nobody when oh, my friends are down there, you know. So it's kind of, yeah, I think social media is a driving force behind it as well. And obviously a couple of bands in like Tumbling Paddies and that, you know, have connected quite great with the younger people as well. And that's brought a younger generation again into the dancing scene and the festivals.
Yeah. One of our listeners says, in Ireland, we jive on the left. And in the US, they jive on the right. did you see that video of Simon Harris dancing?
I did. Yeah. After researching for me, I actually just came up in my newsfeed. I think my phone just been listening to my voice or something, or whatever that happened. Mm-hmm. It came up right away. And he needs a bit of work. He might have the time.
Even from that comment, Niall, I can see that you're an excellent teacher. You're patient and not judgmental. And thanks a million for talking to us today. That's Niall Dury there, a dance teacher based in Galway. Someone else says, went to a wedding in Cavan last year. When the jive songs came on, the floor was packed. Couldn't get over it. Try to join in, but it's way harder than it looks. It is actually way harder than it looks.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.